Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres, and I am your host on Angels Are Near Us tonight on BBSRadio.com, the number one worldwide live internet radio. And we're airing from 8 to 9 every other Monday. It's usually every second and fourth Monday of the month. So I want to welcome all our listeners, all our believers in angels or non-believers, because the angels believe in you anyway. So thank you for being on. I always enjoy bringing to you the wonderful messages and information on the angels and the archangels, all the celestial beings. And you know that on each program, I always invite the angels and archangels to be with us, to bring their loving guidance and their support and their blessings. It's important to always give them our consent to accompany us, because since we have our own free will, the angels always remind us that they will not interfere in our lives if we do not let them know we want them to, and we give them our permission. So I usually do this also for my angel readings. I invite the angels and ask them to remove my ego or my thoughts from the session. So only their divine truth comes through. So I want to thank the angels and archangels for being with us tonight. For more information, of course, on angels, you can go to my website, angelsarenearus.com. So tonight we have a special guest. His name is Scott Van De Heij, and he is an expert in crystals and stones, because tonight we'll be talking about crystals. But just before I introduce him, I just want to mention, you know, how powerful the crystals are and how these crystals and stone really support the connection to your angels. You know, crystals have been around for a long time. They're healing tools. And crystals and angels have similar attributes. You know, using stones and asking the support of the angels help you to heal every area of your life. So, you know, crystals can help with the support of your angels physically, emotionally, spiritually, in your finances, your health. So they can support you and your loved ones. Crystals and stones amplify, you know, the healing power and assist us in feeling happy and peaceful. So I just love crystals, and it's just a gift from Mother Earth that it's just such a loving energy that emanates from the crystals. And again, just reminding you that we can reconnect with the angelic realm and mineral kingdom to unlock, you know, that remembering of the healing aspect of nature that supports us. And your guardian angels can always guide you in selecting which crystal to work with, and I'll talk about that a little bit with Scott. And you can also call upon the archangels for the healing power and the assistance when working with a particular stone. So as you can see, you know, the angels' loving light through us and the energies of the crystals combined can be very, very powerful. So without further delay, I want to introduce Scott Van De Heij, who is from Crystal Heart Books in Beaverton, Oregon, and he is the expert in crystals and stones. And Scott, are you there?
Hi, Linda.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Welcome to Angels Are Near Us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us, Scott.
Not a problem.
You know, I tell everybody that I love asking you about crystals because you're like a walking encyclopedia of stones and crystals. You always know what to answer.
It helps to have been working with them for a long time. And
yeah, well, tell us, how long have you been working with the crystals?
I've been doing this for about 11 years.
Huh?
But some of the information I have gleaned from our stores, I call her kind of the mother of the store. Joyce Corey used to be our store's crone, and I would pick most of my information out of her ears.
Uh-huh.
And listened from, you know, what she has learned over the years. She's been practicing for over 30 years.
Wow.
And so I try to get as much as I could from her. And from time to time, if I ever get a lucky break, I hear from her as well.
Great. But I know that you love to work with crystals because, you know, you're at Crystal Heart.
Yes.
And here in Oregon. So just explain to us, because I know a lot of people ask, you know, how do the crystals work or what are they for? Another thing that I've heard, too, is that people say, you know, are they New Age? It's like if crystal does not exist or just came about.
No, actually, I always tell people that the stones and crystals that are in our presence, and you, if you find a stone or crystal that, that calls to you, to trust your instincts, because it's not just you that thinks that they're feeling that. The crystals are part of our path. And we may have this understanding that stones and crystals are there and they're beautiful, but a lot of the times we don't realize that they are there on a physical, vibrational level to help us in our healing process.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what, you know, I was just saying about if you connect with your angels also, you know, it's like it's a powerful connection just to put a stone and ask your angel to also help you in some kind of healing. So what would be like the healing properties of some of the stones or crystals that you've worked with?
Well, clear quartz is an amplifier of energies and typically is used on a day-to-day basis to help amplify the energy of what's around you or your own personal energy to give you kind of an extra boost. Clear quartz runs on a piezoelectric level, which is your body's own your own electrical level that your body works with. It works in amplifying that. I tell people that, like, rutilated quartz, which is quartz that has, like, little rutile needles of, an iron formation inside of it, works kind of a combination of, like, a magnifying glass and a radio transmission.
Okay.
It amplifies both your light or your auric energy and your vibrational energy.
Wow. And how would anyone like choose which quartz is the, all the quartz work the same way?
Well, typically I recommend using the one that you're drawn to.
Okay.
You'll feel a vibrational energy when you hold the piece.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's why it's so hard to choose a crystal over an internet program or to see it online or see it in a catalog and order it. It's better to actually physically come to a store that has the stones and crystals.
Uh-huh.
And feel or have the right one in your hand. That way you can decide which one feels right to you. You can feel like a vibrational energy or a warmth, a change, or a feel like an unusual shift in energy when the stone that's the right one picks you.
Oh, exactly. So it's like you're saying that this is what exactly your physical body needs.
Oh, yeah. The physical body can feel that vibrational energy. And not everybody feels everything from every stone. Some stones you'll feel nothing from. It's just not part of your path as far as a vibrational tool.
Yeah.
Stones and crystals are literally tools. And I've had people who come in and expect the crystal to do something for them.
Uh-huh.
Whereas I tell people if you go and set a bunch of tools on a tabletop, and you pick out the tool you're requiring for each job. That's what stones and crystals do. They are just tools for each job that you do.
Exactly.
Different areas of your life require different tools.
Exactly.
So you may need more than one.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So it's really, you know, the way you use it. I know that I love to use the stones, you know, with prayer or asking the angels to help me heal something that I need at that time. And also, what I want to ask you is, how do you use, like, crystals for clearing energy?
Now, there are several different ways of using crystals in clearing.
Uh-huh.
But there are some stones that are specifically used for reflecting away negative energy as a positive energy so that you don't perpetuate the negativity.
Okay.
So, for example, using hematite is a stone that is about reflecting away the negative as a positive. I call it the killing them with kindness stone.
Uh-huh.
It is a grounding stone that takes the negativity and transmutes it into a positive energy and sends it back to the person that it came from. So if you are feeling negative about yourself, you can look into some nice high-polished hematite and see yourself. It's kind of like looking at yourself in the mirror and trying to be angry. You break out in laughter because anger is such a useless emotion.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
I mean, have you ever tried to look at yourself in the mirror and be upset or angry with yourself?
It's kind of hard.
It really is.
I'd rather laugh at myself.
Yes, because it looks so silly to look at yourself and realize, why are you being angry at yourself? You know, there is no reason to be angry with yourself. It's a waste of, each and every person's time to be angry with yourself.
Wow.
To learn to forgive yourself is the first step and one of the lessons of hematite. Because the word hema comes from blood or hemoglobin, basically, what our reference to blood is. And hematite is the one stone that if you carve it, you're going to carve it underwater. And when you're carving it underwater, it looks like it's dripping blood.
Wow.
It has to deal with, if you try to hurt it, it bleeds like everything else, the appearance of bleeding, but it has to remind you of your humanity.
That's amazing. It, you know, you could see the energy, the life that these stones have. What color is hematite again?
It's a metallic gray color when you see it on just as a polished stone.
Uh-huh.
But if it's not polished, it can rust because it's an iron ore. And when the water hits the flow of energy, the source of life is water. When water hits it and air hits it, it turns red to remind us of our humanity and to forgive ourselves.
Right.
It's a good lesson for us to learn from. And when you're talking about angelic realms and remembering to heal yourself and use these tools as healing tools,
yes.
This is about you taking care of your vitality, your humanity, mm-hmm. your strength come from all of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I love crystals, but I'll tell you, one of my favorites, of course, is angelite.
Oh, yes.
Angelite and celestite. But explain that to us, because I know that they're similar.
Well, angelite, there is a formation of angelite and celestite. They are two of the same stones in different structures.
Uh-huh.
So celestite forms with the crystal structure to it fully intact and vibrates at a very high level, whereas the angelite is compressed to the point where the crystals have been completely crushed down into stone. There's no crystal structure left, but it has the same basic material, and it's a little softer, gentler energy. Both of them have to deal with angelic presence. One's about communication and drawing them to you, asking for your angels to be by your side.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a very softening energy, and it's about compassion and protection.
That's celestite?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love both, but I love my angelite, mostly because it has that creamy sky blue.
Yeah.
So the angelite, you're saying, it comes out of celestite?
Well, they're the same. They're actually the same stone.
The same stone. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
One's in a crystal structure, and the other one has been compressed over time in the earth.
All right.
And it has completely lost its crystal structure.
Okay, absolutely. So, yeah, I knew because both of them have such a wonderful, wonderful energy that I just love to use. I use it mostly also to meditate and ask for the guardian angels to be around, so that is really very helpful for that.
Yeah. So one's a little more boisterous than the other, but they are the same.
So what other one would you recommend, like, for, I don't know, you know, many people want abundance in these times, Scott, you know.
Oh, yes.
So we're going through some prosperity or abundance in general, you know, what would you recommend?
Well, there's several different prosperity stones. The first one that most people who are coming into the store are looking for, and we have a hard time keeping it in the store, is the citrine.
Citrine.
And citrine is a beautiful golden color.
Yeah.
That is a formation that happens long after the amethyst that it came from was formed. Amethyst will slowly transform over time and temperature and pressure into citrine. Greek mythology had amethyst, which is about avoiding alcohol and drugs and self abuse. To respect yourself, respect your mind, keep yourself in your best form at all times, keep yourself healthy. Over time and temperature and pressure, amethyst will slowly become citrine, which is about keeping your mind sharp and for prosperity and abundance, because you haven't given your money away to drugs and alcohol, and if you're keeping yourself fresh and open-minded, it allows for that sunny disposition, which is why citrine is known as a merchant stone, typically put into a purse or a money box to allow prosperity and abundance to come to you.
Yes, I love citrine. So I've also known, I don't know if this is true, are all, since citrine is like a golden stone, Are all yellow or golden stones good for prosperity or not?
Well, there's a variety of other stones that are very similar. So, like, golden topaz is also considered a merchant stone or a prosperity stone.
Okay.
Also, pyrite is used, which they call fool's gold.
Oh,
pyrite. Remind
yes,
us to keep that. Ourselves in a sunny disposition, to enjoy the beauty of life and not to let it pass us by.
Mm-hmm.
Because not all wealth and prosperity comes from just monetary wealth.
Exactly.
It comes from your friendships and your relationships and your family,
oh, yes.
which is the most valuable of all of them.
Yeah, abundance has to be in all areas of our life.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely, love and relationships and health. And but going back to the pyrite, is that, it comes like in clusters, right? It's not, is it like a rock or?
Well, it actually forms several different ways. There's a variety of pyrite that comes out of Africa, which is extremely beautiful. It comes in a cube formation
uh-huh.
and can form in clusters of cubes.
Oh.
It's very nice, high-polished-looking shine to it, and it comes naturally that way. Whereas some of it can form in chunks or octahedrals or dodecahedrals, which is found more in this location than in the Northwest and also down in Brazil. And it forms like, if anyone's ever gone up to see the zoo in Portland, Oregon, they will have seen the old OMSI building had a dodecahedral, a 12-sided, it's a 12-sided figure that you could go inside of. And it was kind of interesting that you could see that structure, these interesting faces.
Wow. That must have been beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely amazing.
So I know that the angel said that we can ask and heal them with crystals. How would you recommend meditating, or with which crystals can we meditate?
Well, there are stones that are specifically used for meditation. So, for example, kyanite is used to facilitate meditation. Just holding on to it aligns the energy centers of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And as you meditate with it, you place it at each of the energy centers on the body, and help remove blockages from each of those energy centers.
Wow. So there, we can also place them on different parts of our body.
Oh, yes.
And particularly if we need healing in some place, or if we're asking for something, love in our heart. What would we use for love? Because I know there's love stones, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, rose quartz is known as the most common of the love stones.
Yeah, rose quartz.
In its own way, it is used for being a stone of unconditional love. It's very soft. It's very gentle. It reminds us to love ourselves unconditionally to draw the right type of love to us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times we feel the self-doubt or self-loathing,
mm-hmm.
and it's brought on by civilization and our environment and the people that we look to for guidance, most of the time in magazines. They give us a self-deprecating image of who men and women should look like, and we beat ourselves up and torture ourselves even worse and make the relationship aspect even more difficult. When
oh,
we
yes.
learn to love ourselves unconditionally.
And that's what rose quartz helps with.
That's what rose quartz helps with.
I know. It's
then we draw the right type of love to us, an unconditional love that doesn't have expectations of you should be this way.
Absolutely.
I joke with people and tell them, never let anyone should on you. it is the worst thing that could ever happen to anyone in any relationship
that
at
is,
any
that
age.
It is one of the words that you want to use in our vocabulary also.
Yes, you can be beautiful on the inside and not allow anyone to be saying you should be a certain way. The moment someone says you should be this way,
mm-hmm.
there is something that they have a wrong image of someone.
Oh,
or
yes,
a misguidance.
Yeah, it's not loving at all.
Yes, that's not love. You are the way you are, and should isn't part of the vocabulary of love.
Before we go on a little break, tell me about calcite, because I know there's a lot of calcite, isn't there? There's colors.
There's several different colors of calcite,
uh-huh.
And it comes anywhere from... There's clears and greens and oranges and blues and reds. It's a beautiful material,
uh-huh.
and it's very good for bone and structure and healing. The certain minerals that make different colors that are included into them have different healing properties. One of them that we use more frequently than others for healing aspects, though, since we've been on that topic, has been the green calcite.
Oh, the green one.
Yes, the green one actually is used in eliminating candida, which is a bread and like a sugars and starches addiction. Putting that into water and then drinking the water twice a day, like morning and evening, helps in eliminating or lessening that craving for the sugar and starches, which typically adds to weight gain.
Oh, my gosh. So that's the green one. There's a pink one, isn't it? Because I remember having a pink calcite.
Yes. Pink calcite is very unusual because it's not commonly seen as often as the other colors of calcite.
You know, I found this pink calcite in Mount Shasta.
Yes.
And I was amazed, Scott, because at that time I was going through kind of a heartbreak. And I know that the pink was just so self-love. And then the first time I saw it, I didn't even know what it was. I just picked it up, and then when I asked, they said, well, this is pink calcite.
Yeah, and pink calcite is not a common color, but it is used in strengthening the heart.
Wow. Isn't that amazing how the angels just took me there?
That's wonderful.
I know, I just love that. So, I just love talking about this. Well, you know, we're going to let our listeners call in because I'm sure they have questions.
Wonderful.
And we're going to take a little break, and when we return, our lines are going to be open. I'm going to give the numbers, so you can call in and ask Scott any questions you'd like on the crystals and stones, and we can give a little bit of information or messages of what the angels can tell you, what stone you should use. You are to use. I'm taking out the should word.
Yes.
So let me give you the numbers. Toll-free is 1-888-815-9756. You can also call 530-876-3222. And we are going to take a little break. We'll be back like in 1 minute. So stand by. Hi there, this is Linda Torres on Angels Are Near Us, and tonight we're talking about crystals and stones, and I have my guest, Scott Landeheij, who is an expert on crystals, and I think we have a caller. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Did you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, I could hardly hear you.
Hi.
My name is Pat. What's your name?
I'm having a hard time hearing.
Can you
hear me?
I can't. Could you hear me now?
Yeah.
What is your name?
My name is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
Do you have a
Since it's so hard, I'm just going to ask a simple question. Do the angels recommend a particular crystal for me?
A particular crystal. So let me see. Well, what the angels are saying is that there's some kind of difficulty that you're overcoming right now. So what I would ask God is that she's going through this kind of mode and she's been having some kind of difficulties. Are you having problems economically, Pat?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so I'm feeling that a little bit. And I know that we were talking about pyrite. And what other one did you ask? Did you say, Scott? Is it citrine?
Citrine. Oh, yes.
Okay. Because she is going through some hard times. It seems like, you know, these times are going to be passing for you, Pat, but just, you know, hang in there. Hang in there and know that there is a higher power really helping you out. You're a bit sensitive right now because of what's going on, but, you know, that clairsentient that you have, notice your feelings because they are divine guidance for you right now.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
And anything else you need?
Well, actually, someone gave me a free consultation, a quick consultation, and said that I have early stages of uterine cancer.
Mm.
Can that be confirmed or not?
But it's not confirmed, right?
No.
Okay. There's a lot of peace coming into your life. The angels are saying just, you know, keep the faith. Keep the faith because there's a lot of peaceful things coming and there's a lot of love around you. You could also have the rose quartz. Do you have any kind of quartz?
I just have some clear ones, and also you mentioned those needles in the quartz. I have a real smoky one with a lot of needles in it, which I think is just beautiful. I don't know what it is.
That's a smoky rutilated quartz.
Okay.
Smoky rutilated quartz is wonderful for grounding and staying focused. I also recommend getting them cleared from time to time. When
okay.
you're using them frequently, especially when you're dealing with physical ailments,
uh-huh.
you need to keep them cleared. Put them in clear water and
mm-hmm.
sprinkle sea salt over them. Make sure that they're covered in water if they're quartz.
Okay.
And clear them out from time to time. Let them soak in there for 24 hours and then rinse them nice and clean under tap water and then hold them in your hands and recharge them.
Okay.
Wow. So that would be smoky quartz, right?
Yes. It'll help keep her grounded and focused.
Scott, would she have to do the same thing like with rose quartz?
Same thing with rose quartz as well. Keep those all cleared, especially when you're going through times where you're going through physical healing issues.
Mm-hmm.
Also keep your mind sharp. That's where the citrine comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
Now more than ever, you have to be able to write down questions you have to ask your doctor because people have so little time to spend with their doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You feel rushed coming in and out of doctor's offices.
Mm-hmm.
Now the time to sit down with some citrine. Write down questions you have. Spend some time when you have them with a doctor. Have the piece of papers with you, what I call paper brains,
mm-hmm.
because otherwise you get rushed and you forget.
Mm-hmm. This was been channeled, so I was told it wouldn't even show up in testing. And as I've been thinking about it the past number of days, what I think my intuition is telling me is just to pray and turn inward.
Absolutely.
To God.
I was just going to say that because Gabriel is coming in, Archangel Gabriel, who is the messenger of God, and
uh-huh.
He does work also with citrine and kyanite, and all those can give you, like Scott was saying, give you confidence and trust is what you need. You need to keep the faith right now.
Uh-huh.
So just pray and, you know, ask Archangel Gabriel to be around you. And he surrounds you with his light so you can get that confidence, okay?
Thank you both so much. I feel really honored.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks.
Okay, God bless you.
God bless you both. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was interesting, Scott, because you're talking about the clearing and the cleaning the energies of the stones. Do we have to do it with all of them?
Well, some stones automatically clear themselves. It is part of their makeup, their own structure, that they automatically clear not just themselves, but anyone who handles them and
like
are used.
Like citrine, right?
Well, citrine doesn't, will need to be cleared occasionally.
Uh-huh.
But I do recommend that certain stones not be placed in water. There's different structures that will not survive that.
Oh, okay.
And some of them will actually dissolve in water.
Wow.
So you have to kind of watch that. And when it comes down to pushing, when there's messages of taking care of yourself, things like that, there are no mistakes. And typically when you're talking about Gabriel as a messenger,
yes.
I think that's very appropriate that that came up.
It did. It did came up. You know, these angels are right on. I love them. Hello?
Oh, yes.
I think we have a caller.
Hello?
Hi there. What's your name?
My name is Tanya.
Tanya?
Yeah.
Hi, Tanya. How are you? What's your question?
My question is there a particular crystal or stone that will help me remembering my dreams? I know I'm getting lots of messages. I just can't seem to remember them.
That's one for you, Scott.
Oh, absolutely. There's a stone called moldavite, which is great for remembering dream time.
Okay.
I do give people a heads up with using moldavite, though.
I have one.
If you have one, I tell people, be very careful when using it. Do not use it on an all-time basis. Only at bedtime. Sometimes people feel like they can't get a good night's sleep.
Okay.
Because of moldavite. It kind of takes you into a point where you're not in your full REM sleep, which makes
yeah.
it easier to remember your dream time because you're just lightly kind of skating on the surface.
Okay.
It kind of keeps your body wanting to wake up and do stuff.
Yeah.
So I kind of caution people use it sparingly at bedtime. It will create a sense of kind of speeding up that spiritual path.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So use it lightly. Use it very, very infrequently. But if you're going to write things, start writing things down, and even maybe take a tape recorder with you.
I've got all that at my bed already. I'm just waiting to remember them. Because I've been trying to record, you know, whatever I can, and I just can't seem to, like, I'll literally jump out of bed and I'll be like, I'm supposed to remember something. I can't remember it.
Oh, quick wake-ups like that will jolt the memory right out of a person.
Yeah.
If you can wake up slowly, and if you feel like you're being jolted awake,
mm-hmm.
typically what I recommend is to get out of the bed and go find a place and sit down with a piece of howlite.
Okay.
Howlite is about remembering important details and getting rid of the clutter in your head.
Exactly.
I've got both those. I've got about 400 stones.
Really?
Oh,
you know,
good.
You can also ask, you can ask Archangel Jophiel. She's coming out. Archangel Jophiel is the Archangel of Beauty, and she's the Archangel of Clearing Spaces. And she also gives us a lot of patience. So ask Jophiel to be with you in your dreams.
Okay.
And as you wake up, just remember her name, Jophiel.
Okay.
And she can always help you with that, you know, clearing and helping you remember. The other archangel that's coming out is Raphael, which he's a healer. And Raphael just, you know, says, remember just to, during the day, even take several deep breaths.
Yeah.
So sometimes we don't remember our dreams as we wake up, and just whatever you can remember, you know, you're recording it or just write it. Write any few words that you can remember.
Right.
And as you go through your day and you take these several deep breaths, your memory will come back to the dream later, maybe in the evening when you read again or you try to write. You know, it will awaken the breath. What it does is awaken your God energy.
Yeah.
And it helps you bring back those memories that you need from your dreams. It'll be divine guidance.
Great.
So I really have Raphael coming in very, very strongly, as well as Jophiel, okay?
Okay.
Any other thing?
Nope, that's everything.
Okay. Well, Tanya, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
God bless you, too.
So, again, let me give you those numbers. Toll free 1-888-815-9756 or 530-876-3222. You can also dial 530-876-9916. So, Scott, if our listeners have any other questions, where would they go? To the website?
Yeah, they can. Well, they can't really ask questions of the website. Typically, they could call the store and ask questions during business hours.
Okay.
My best time for them to contact me is typically Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 7,
mm-hmm.
Saturday 10 to 6, or Sunday 11 to 5.
Okay, and the number?
The phone number there is 503-520-0404.
Okay, so that's 503-520-0404, and that is with Scott at Crystal Heart. And if they do want to see the website or online, it's crystalheartbooks.com, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's also a secondary global website that just is a little unique items. There's a Crystal Heart Global Market on the web as well.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So going back to our crystals,
yes.
How would you, well, I know that it's hard to recommend crystals to people, but I know that there's so many. And what I was just thinking is that what would be the difference, because I love crystals, I like how they shine mostly, but I know that there has to be a difference between crystals and stones and gemstones, right?
Well, the gemstones is something that was referenced in biblical texts, and people would use them as kind of a reference of the highest vibrational energies or the purest formation of the mineral.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, they made them into jewelry because they were the most valuable and rarest to find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what we use today.
Yes.
So do you think I love wearing crystals, but is it convenient for everyone to wear crystals, or depending on which one, or?
Well, it depends upon their environment as well. Because crystals have their own energy to them, sometimes if they need to be in a calmed environment, crystals can amplify their energy, but also can make it so that they can't settle themselves quite as easily in every situation. So crystals aren't always good for everyone in all circumstances. When you can find some quiet time to meditate with them or focus with them, then they tend to have a ability to help us as a tool to achieve our goals.
Exactly. But they wouldn't harm if we use any kind of... They won't harm us, will they?
No.
I think we have another caller. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello? Who's
Hello?
Calling?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name is Melva.
Melva, how are you?
Oh, fine. Thank
what's
you.
What's your question?
This is wonderful to hear you.
Oh, thank you.
My question, let's see, I have a couple. One is in regards to health. I've had a lot of past health issues, and lately I've developed an eye problem. It's called a macular hole. Only 2% of the population, I guess, get it.
Mm-hmm.
And also because of surgeries, I don't have the organs to digest minerals, and I am having a lot of nosebleeds. I get monthly vitamin K shots, and I was wondering what stones would be helpful. And
I'll let Scott tell you about the stones, but the archangel that's coming out is Raphael again, and Raphael is here. You know, Raphael has a beautiful green healing color, and he is
uh-huh.
surrounding you with that. You also need to ask for a lot of healing and prayer, Melba, okay? Pray a lot because he is going to help you. There's another
okay.
archangel who is Raguel, and Raguel is also the archangel of relationships and of loving relationships around you. And it's very important to have a lot of people who love you around you right now because of your sensitivity. But Raphael is saying that just keep that green light around you because it's very, very powerful. Remember that when we draw light into us, it takes away the darkness, that's anything that's around us that could be negative or just trying to
take out those blocks that we have. So regarding stones, what would you think, Scott?
Well, considering that she was mentioning needing to have absorption of minerals in her diet, I would recommend actually using Unikite. I use the recommendation of Unikite because it has to do with vitamin absorption, proper nutrition, and longevity. Our friend Joyce calls it the I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar stone.
Unikite?
Unikite.
Okay. I've never heard of that one.
It's a pink and green colored stone. It's very beautiful.
It's pink and
color?
Pink and green.
Pink and green, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a watermelon tourmaline.
Watermelon tourmaline would be translucent. This would be opaque.
Okay.
And typically the pink is more of a salmon pink.
Oh, okay. But the green was perfect for you right now because of the green color. It's perfect for healing.
And are there other archangels around? I'm noticing a lot with sound is coming through, and I'm seeming to want to chant a lot. And
okay, I have Gabriel. And Gabriel is, again, the messenger. But what Gabriel is saying is just to listen also to what your angels are trying to tell you. I think guardian angels are really...
I can't quite hear you, hon.
Yeah, the guardian angels are trying to really get close to you. Just have to be a little bit open up to hearing a little bit more because they're bringing messages, and Gabriel is just trying to bring in those messages to you. So, you know, just keep the prayers because they are lovingly guiding you, and work with the stones. Work with the stones, because that is really a healing energy for you right now.
Okay, I have lots and lots of stones.
That's really.
I have one more stone question, and this is on mostly on my clear quartz crystals.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I get geometric patterns, or I think they grow. People tell me that's not possible, but I've had these, some of them for a very long time, and I just know that they are different. So could you... Are you acquainted with why I would be getting these? They're like inscribed into the stone itself. I mean, they didn't come that way. They have developed since I've had them.
Okay, so they're probably still growing, which means they haven't been given an acid bath. The natural crystal structure is growing, and you'll find some crystals grow kind of an inward key shapes and geometric configurations into the sides of them.
These are like they're reamed out.
But they're growing outward?
It's like you would take a Dremel tool and ream out a hexagon or a triangle.
Yes. Those shapes that are growing, it looks like they've been carved into them.
Uh-huh.
Those little structures actually grew into the structure of the crystal first. And it kind of spreads outward from there. They're called skeleton crystals. They're growing an outer skeleton around the surface of the flat surfaces. So it looks like they're growing geometric configurations. It's a natural structure. So your crystals are actually growing, which is a good thing, because now they're retaining memories from you.
And how do you use them then?
If you need to use them, if you want to remember information that you have stored inside of the crystals while they're growing, because crystals are like computers, as they're growing, they are retaining information about the environment that they're in. If you want to retract or grab information back from them in that environment, all you need to do that is take your thumb and run it back up where the hole is in the crystal, and keep your thumb over it and meditate with it. You'll start to remember information from while it was growing.
Okay. Is this information that is for the highest good or things that maybe I've released, or it could be anything?
It can be anything that you've had. While the crystals are growing, they're retaining information. And because this one's not... has not been given an acid bath, it's still in the growing process, Mm-hmm. It will retain information as long as it's been, as long as it continues to grow. And with you around it, your vibrational energies are being programmed into the crystal. So it will just, you can use that as a way to go back and help in the healing process for yourself. But make sure that you open it up and ask for your angel guides to be with you while you're meditating. That way you're not opening up a door of things that you want to let go of and retaining that information back.
That's where the angels come in. Yeah, thank you, Scott. That's where the angels come in, could really help you in bringing in the goodness that you need, in bringing in the light. So always ask your angels to be there. And your guardian angel is with you all the time. Just remind the other angels and archangels to come in, like Gabriel and Raphael. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And that other,
in Milba.
That other archangel you said was Raphael. Could you spell that?
I had Raphael and Gabriel come in, okay?
Right.
And your guardian angel is really helping you a lot. She's giving you a lot of vision.
Raphael's my guardian angel?
Guardian angel. Just keep meditating.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
And I just want to say that my cat loves to sit with the crystals, and she always wants them in her water.
The cats feel the energy, too, so.
Yes.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you very much.
Pauline.
Thank you. Bless you.
God bless you. Wow. So we're almost out of time, but, Scott, I just want one thing that you were saying about programming the crystals. I think that's really important. If we program them with something that we want at a special time, you're saying that the crystals do have this memory?
They actually are living computers, so to speak. They are here to help us remember our past and to help us work past our old problems.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we remember certain parts of things but forget our lessons in life.
Absolutely.
The crystals are there just as little memory banks of our lives.
Absolutely. So, but when you, if you clear them or you clean them, will that memory go away?
No, the vibrational energy of them is calmed down again. And chaos and things like that that are in the environment around you, it's kind of like debugging your computer.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, that's what I wanted everybody to know. So, gosh, we're at the end of the program. It's been flying by.
Oh, yes.
I want to thank you so much for being with us, Scott. This is such valuable information.
Oh, I'm glad to have helped.
I hope it helps, you know, everybody. And again, if anybody wants any questions or wants to call Scott, you can contact him at Crystal Heart, and that's 503-520-0404. And this is in Beaverton, Oregon. And you can also go to the website, which is crystalheartbooks.com. And again, well, I want to thank my listeners for being with us tonight. Definitely closing my website if you're interested in any angel readings. I do angel readings on the phone. And you know that the angels always provide much more information in your private reading. So that would be at angelsarenearus.com. Or you can also call me at 503-807-0896. Thank you all. We're on BBS Radio, and this is Linda Torres. Thank you, Scott, for being with us.
Thank you.
And everybody, until next time, may God bless you all and the angels protect you always. Have a wonderful week. Good night.